Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I got a question for the guys in Washington, D.C. How long do I leave this little Facebook video up?
I would leave it up for the next 10 minutes.
I take it off at the end of the show when I do it.
Yeah, but if you can take it off in 10 minutes, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's Communication Wednesday.
Why wouldn't you agree with me?
Because I tell you how I did it.
You know, you do it wrong.
Well, I don't know. Wednesdays have been really good lately.
You had to reach over for the number twice. Do you want that up more than an hour?
Can I be the bringer? Before the show,
yes.
I was not the
bringer
of positive energy.
Really a monster.
I was a monster. Yeah. I was a monster. I get monstrous.
When you're like, man, this guy's going to have a coronary right when we're doing this.
I feel like I'm going to have a coronary.
We don't really want that. We want you well.
Then help me.
I shall. You,
above all else, help me.
Of course.
That's what I will tell you.
I wrote down on a piece of paper last week, Mike, when you had a meltdown, or 2 weeks ago, and I wrote it to myself, and I just, like, I have a bunch of papers here in the studio. I wrote, 5 years if we're lucky.
I don't like to get upset. I just get upset when little tiny, like, threads of communication can set me off into an area where I just feel like I'm not getting communicated with. That's what drives me nuts.
Now we know, Mike. Yes, and with,
you know.
it's also peppered. It's peppered with technical difficulties, which is ongoing frustration.
And I was on time.
You know what? That doesn't matter.
Did we bring that up earlier? I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter.
Listen, I think in moments, we're going to take calls. By the way, let's shut up because it's wide open Wednesday. And let's get right to it.
I would like to talk more about Oscar being on time and how great that was.
Let's go to Oregon, great state of Oregon, and speak to Robert. Robert from Oregon, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, fellas. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Robert. It's super early out where you are. We're delighted to have you on Wide Open Wednesday. We've got a full slate of calls. What can we do for you in the great state of Oregon? Are you calling from Eugene?
Well, I wish. I'm calling from the beautiful Shakespeare Festival city of Ashland.
Ashland.
So is Ashland not as good as Eugene?
Eugene's great. I mean,
my handling of the caller, Rob, would be I'm not going to ask him further questions.
There's a lot of calls, Rob. Look,
I'm going to get to what you see because when he's going and the energy is lower, this is a little tutorial. I would actually move on with the
this
call.
This guy's in Coseyville. He's still in bed.
Understood.
Robert, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm rocking a little 4 IPA, a little wake up at 6:20. So it's
you're having a beer?
Nice.
You're having a beer at 6:20?
No, I wish, Mike, but I had 4 last night, so that's why I am.
Oh, a little hangover. He's in bed.
4, you know, I'll be honest with you, at 58 years of age, if I hit 4, there is, 4 is borderline. If I go to 5, I'm waking up Logie.
If it's an IPA, though, 4 is the turn, man. That's the
4
turn.
4 could be the turn. 4 is the turn. So is there anything specifically we can do for you, Robert?
Well, it happens to do with you guys' pot talk from yesterday. Adrian is completely wrong with his idea of how the pot plant works, which is pretty funny.
So Adrian, if I remember correctly, and I think I do, we were discussing that when I came upon the pot plants, the discussion came up because we're not users, regular users here. We got rid of all those guys. We actually talked about taking the leaf off the actual pot plant and smoking it, and Adrian said, no, that's not the way it works. You use, like, the bud and the flower and a male and a female, and we had that kind of discussion. Enlighten us, Robert. I'd love to hear it.
Exactly. So basically the only TH to produce a plant is going to be the female plant. And the male plant can pollinate the female plant, but what results from that is actual seed that you can then replant. So you
pollinate, and then the seeds come out of the female, and the buds. No, what comes out of the male plant? A big penis?
A baby.
Yes.
It's kind of funny. If you look up a male cannabis plant, they have like these, they almost look like nut sacks, but they call them pollen sacks.
Can you smoke them?
No, it basically produces like a pollen that you then pollinate the female flower with. And then you wait a little bit longer. And then
can I ask you a question, Robert, since you called us? Are you high now?
Not yet, but I am going to go to work, and I do work with the beautiful ladies, so it's really it's a great time.
Okay, all right, goodbye.
Would you describe his train of thought, Mike? Would you describe it as linear?
Well, you know, it's very strange, and I think there was hangover.
He works with
pot
plants.
Yeah. He's a pothead. Yeah. Anyway.
Private message me, sir. I think I got a female elm.
Brian, let's continue our tour of the Pacific Northwest. Brian from the great state of Spokane, Washington. Hello. Great city
Good
of Spokane.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh,
there we go. There we go. Peterman. There we go. That's what I want. Woo! Hi, Brian. How are you?
Woo! I am great. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great. We're learning about pot, doing a little radio show. It's fantastic.
Well, all the important things in life.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, what can we do for you, sir?
Just wondering, Mike, have you tried balancing your cane on your head yet?
Ooh, great question.
You know, kind of a tribute question. To the late great Tom Gavin.
Yeah,
makes me sad. He was 2016, one of the many people
Too
that
soon.
Left us in 2016. Yeah. And no, I have not done that. And I will tell you, I'm getting to the point. About a mile and a half yesterday, and my legs still feel like I'm a total invalid.
Yeah, but you got a yay for Mike from my dad.
Did I really?
Yes, you did.
And I don't have tees.
Well,
I don't have tees. Let's go to Dylan, Phoenix, Arizona. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing great. What can we do you this morning?
First of all, Mike, I manage an office of about 10 people, and so I totally understand your frustration with communication. So I feel for you. Sorry about that.
It's look, I fully and by the way, the guy, you know, Oscar, a long time ago, began labeling that behavior as monstrous. I am aware of my monster. You weren't here for it. I would not be proud of it if it was recorded and it was sent out to the public. It would make me look very bad. I know that I can be a monster, but the boys know that I have those moments and then I come right back to it.
Genius, Mike.
Is that what it is?
I think
thanks,
it's
Rob. but yes, it's difficult. It is. Dylan, communication, the key to any thriving organization.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
Thank you very much. And enjoy your day in Arizona. It's going to be hotter than balls in Arizona today.
It's been hotter than balls for the past 2 months, so we're pretty used to it over here.
It's pool weather, man.
I feel your pain. Enjoy the day and enjoy your life out there.
Man,
Joel
I miss Arizona.
Rogers from Atlanta, Georgia. I don't even have to see the last name. Joel Rogers, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, you are.
It just said Joel, and it's Atlanta, and it's a Delta hub, and
yes.
I just put two and two together, and you love calling the show, and we love hearing from you. Our favorite allergic pilot, Joel Rogers from the great state of Georgia right now. How are you, Joel?
I'm good. I'm at an airport. So I'm actually waiting to board the gate here or board the plane in about 5 minutes, so the audio stinks. But, hey, I forgot to warn you. Last time we talked, you're very close to the magnetic North Pole now, so be careful in Maine with the new hips.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you might be sucked up into the Northern Lights.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very scary
Santa
up there.
Will get you.
Are you getting on a big bird now, Joel? You're flying the big ones now.
I'm trying to get home.
Nice.
For open seats. Trying to just non-rev with the family.
You're
so.
Deadheading at home, aren't you?
Ooh, parlor.
Deadheading.
By the way, I'm headed to Colorado where it's been legal for 2 years. I'm just saying.
Oh, the stickiest of the ickiest. Mike,
Safe
our
travels.
Entire audience loves pot.
They do.
God bless them.
I know. Safe travels, Joel. Enjoy it. And thank you so much. We appreciate the call. You wanted to say something, Rob?
Yeah, speaking of Magnetic North, did you hear the story about the hamster with the mysterious illness that broke? I think it was when you were on holiday. A family found a hamster and they put it in a cage and it stayed perfectly still, seemed healthy, but perfectly still. So they took it to the doctor, the veterinarian, and what he found is, you know how hamsters keep stuff in their cheeks?
Yes.
The hamster had taken a refrigerator magnet and put it in its cheek. And its cheek was stuck to the side of the cage. It was magnetically anchored. That's the only reason it couldn't move. Oh, so once they removed the magnet, the hamster was okay.
Whoa. Well, you know what, Joel? I hope you don't get magnetically locked into your plane. That's the way I look at that.
Yeah, so, I got to go talk to Peter. I'll talk to you guys later.
That's fine.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Like, and I just lost my video connection.
Like that's Joel. Weird.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
He is deadheading.
Well, I would. This is the thing about Joel Rogers as far as a pilot, a listener, and I would say now a TMOS family member for years.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
Is that every time he calls, I'm always throwing out like konnichiwa, ni hao.
Yeah.
And it's like anytime I guess some Asian city, he's in Brazil or in Atlanta now.
Yeah. He's more into roller coasters than he is into travel, remember? He has a roller coaster website.
Yeah, but that's because he travels for his job.
Yeah, but do you think he became a pilot too?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you. Yeah, we're on there.
I have a technological question.
No problem.
Shoot. Mm-hmm.
So I connect with you through my MacBook.
Yes.
And I connect through everything. My computer just passed away.
Oh,
right
no.
Right before my very eyes.
Was it a battery issue?
I don't know. I just
battery.
I was talking to you, and then now
it's Mike,
gone.
We can hear you clearly and perfectly.
Yeah, you
right
sound
now.
Fine.
You sound excellent.
Oh, wait. It says I don't have battery power. That's what it is.
It is a battery issue.
Huh. Yes.
It's a battery issue.
The most common issue with laptops.
Yeah, what happens is you charge the battery, and then as you use the laptop.
Well, no, I have it connected to a charger. Talk amongst yourself. Let's take a call, and I'm going to tell Heather something because.
You tell Heather.
Yeah, Heather in California. Heather, whereabouts in California are you calling us from?
Central Coast, getting dressed to go to work at the prison. Hi, boys.
Hi.
Oh, that's
Hi.
Right, from the prison. Ooh. Heather, you're going to be on the guy with the guys for a long time because I'm going to go make sure that my charger's plugged into the wall.
Okay. Hey, Heather.
Be right back.
Okay. Heather.
Hi, Oscar.
Hi, how are you? Yes. I know that I always ask you sexual questions about the ladies' prison. I'm not going to do that this time. What I do want to ask you about is the new season of Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
When have you seen it?
Yes.
Do you guys have a protocol for a prison riot? Because that episode, that season is pretty crazy. It's all about prison riots.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Is it tasers or shoot to kill? I always wondered that.
No. We don't shoot them. They're our supply. We need job security.
So you don't want them to die.
That's right.
You want them to stay around. They are your clients.
I always fall out of my seat. Supply.
They're but job security, Oscar.
Is there pepper spray? Are there rubber bullets? What do?
I can't go into a whole bunch of detail about it, but we have some means to regain control of our facility.
Well, it's fascinating because for those of you that are not fans or maybe have not
it's
caught
withholding
up,
treats.
Yes. Of Orange is the New Black. The entire season, all 11 episodes or 12 episodes, are based on essentially a prison riot.
Now, what is your title at the prison, Heather?
I am a staff psychologist.
Oh, you're the caring one. That's
really
so sweet.
I think that's really terrific that you do that. I think that's pretty special that you're.
Have you found out that the inmates that have high IQs and have almost genius, borderline genius, always rage out when they don't get their way?
Oh my God, Oscar! It's like you live there. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah. But I really called to apologize to the show and simultaneously thank Rob.
In what way?
What's going on?
Rob, I don't know if you remember this, but I sent you a drunken email about 2 months ago from Vegas.
Ooh, ooh.
I have a vague memory of it.
Okay. There was a legitimate question in there, but as I said, I had a little bit too much to drink, and I couldn't make it work.
Did you send a sexy pic that stood out?
No, I wanted to call in, but I couldn't make it work, is what I said.
Oh, that's sweet.
But I did want to ask if Rob or Oscar or Mike or even Pony, have any of you guys been to the Golden Steer in Vegas?
I've been to the Golden Nugget, not that? The Golden Steer.
What is that?
It's a construction on the Golden Steer in the back of Mike's house.
It's the guys in the bathroom.
Oh!
By the way, Wide Open Wednesday is precluding me from sharing a story that I shared with Oscar at the end of our business meeting yesterday when I have to be honest with you, it's rather traumatic. But let's listen. Hold on. Yeah, they're doing some cutting. That's what they're doing.
Is that, does it make you think of your hip surgery when you hear that?
No, I never heard it when I was out of,
In fact, I never do.
In fact, I never do.
So it's called the Golden Steer?
What's going on at the Golden Steer? Is it a strip club that I'm missing out on?
No.
Only big women. Only big women at that strip club.
Oh, my.
That's terrible. Hit the alarm for me. I apologize.
How dare you?
Terribly inappropriate. Inappropriate.
No, Oscar would hate it, but Rob and Mike would totally love it. It is a throwback to 1950s, 1960s dining restaurant experience. It's one of these, like, historical restaurants in Vegas. They do Cherry's Jubilee, Bananas Foster at the table.
Ooh, nice.
Amazing.
Oscar, these are flaming desserts.
Hey, I'm going to give Heather, we've got a bunch of calls standing by, but I want to give you a compliment because I had to go plug in my computer, and you held it. You held it together.
She carried it.
Nice round of applause, yeah. Right?
I think I did most of the steering, but okay.
Go work.
You did a lot of the golden steering.
It's a listener. Give her some credit. Thank you, Heather. Bye-bye. Let's go to Craig from Arlington, Virginia. Craig, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Rob.
Hi.
Hi.
Oscar.
Hi.
Family Dollar podcast app.
Good man.
Guys.
Good man.
Yeah, I called right from the app. I went to Stitcher this morning, and I think they're participating in the net neutrality day or something.
Oh, like those lame morons.
Why do you call them morons, Oscar? Why do you call them morons?
Oh, no, they're actually doing the people's work. We're for that, right? We don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Mike, we're running a business here.
And we making fun
for now. Yeah.
Craig, is there anything else we can do for you?
Are you guys doing tile work?
Okay. Thanks,
on
Craig.
The side.
Let's go to Marianne.
He's another pot smoker.
Okay, first of all, Marianne, hold on a second. From Utah. By the way, the West representing.
Oh, yeah. East lazy.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to really see the metrics of that, Oscar, to see why the, you know, crack of dawn people.
They're
are
waking up.
This,
everyone else is slaying the dragon.
Right.
That's exactly what it is. Marianne, what can we do for you?
Well, I was just getting up to go get my nails done, and I and my phone went off, and so I decided to give you a call.
Love that. I tell you, that push notification is the greatest
and
thing in the world.
I love you guys.
I love a lady that makes herself look good for her man.
There you go. Go get them done. Go get the extra 10 minutes on the foot massage there.
Yeah,
Mary,
relax, Mary, baby.
Have a great time.
Thank
Brian
you.
From Baltimore, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am calling to apologize.
Oh,
okay.
Finally.
It has been 7 months since my subscription for the bonus show has ran out.
And
I have been a bleeding, sucking tick, or whatever the new phrase
is. Yeah, see, Rob?
Don't be a tick.
How does that make you feel when you write that copy
Ten
and
feet
you hear
tall.
A response
Ten
like that?
10 feet tall.
But we have to get the close here. Are you going to, Brian, are you going to do it today?
I am on the line to redeem myself as I have just purchased my yearly subscription.
That's it. That to me is, that's a win on
Big
so many
win.
Different
yes,
levels.
Awesome.
That is a win.
I'm no longer a tick.
That is phenomenal, though, because not only are you supporting the bonus show, which keeps this show going, but the fact is you responded to an advertising message, an in-house advertising
yes.
message. When we put those on the show, we're doing that for ourselves, so we win. We tell people to buy advertising on this show all the time. It's really great when we get validation like that. So you are a good man.
In-house.
And now go listen and stop talking to us. Let's go to Jeff from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Direction.
Jeff, you're on
good
the
morning,
Mike O'Mara Show.
Morning.
Right.
I was wondering when everyone is going to see Baby Driver so I can hear a great review.
Oh, man, I want to get
already
that.
Already seen
Mike,
it.
Spoil it.
I'll
Don't
go tonight.
Spoil it.
I'll go tonight. I got Spider-Man under the belt.
Rob's
I'll go
got
tonight,
a review.
Pony's got a review.
Yeah.
Baby Driver, and Oscar's got a review of Spider-Man, mm-hmm. and I had a tragic home accident. We've got a full show when we don't take
wow.
these calls.
Wow.
I have to be honest with you. Let's go to David from Michigan. David, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show, and then we must start the program. Hello.
Hello. Hi, I'm Rob Spiewak. I watched the All-Star match last night. I'm a huge sports fan.
I'm not going to communicate with this guy. How can I talk to myself?
He's doing, Oscar Pony and I are just laughing.
Hey, caller, right what else you got? What other prepared comedy do you have to dazzle me with?
I was watching the home run contest the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was great when they put the basket in the biscuit, and it was so fun to watch.
Right. What else you got?
Hello. Do you play golf?
I don't get it.
Do you like to smack Whitey around?
What? More?
He's doing I believe he is still in the middle. He's still in the middle of doing a Ralph Spivak impression.
Yeah.
Hello. Do you have any,
he's got the voicemail.
I really enjoy playing football. Throw me a long touchdown pass, please.
You know what's great? Is this is really a tribute.
It is. It is.
It is.
It's a tribute.
And
it's
when he goes home tonight to feverishly he's going to say, I did great. I made some of the show laugh today.
David, real voice right now. David, use your real voice, all right?
Okay.
David?
See, now I'm laughing.
No, this is my real voice.
David, let's give David a round of applause. Thank you very
well
much.
Well done.
Begrudgingly.
Listeners, do an impression. You're done. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Rob. Rob, I feel like you have to hit the button to start the show, but you know what? When a guy's that good, I can actually do it myself.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Who was this Leonard Zelig? All that was known of him was that he was the son of a Yiddish actor named Morris Zelig. The elder Zelig's second marriage is marked by constant violent quarreling. So much so that although the family lives over a bowling alley, it is the bowling alley that complains of noise. They punish him often by locking him in a dark closet. When they are really angry, they get into the closet with him. On his deathbed, Morris Zelig tells his son that life is a meaningless nightmare of suffering. And the only advice he gives him is to save string. And then, suddenly, increasingly strange behavior.
I'm convinced that it's glandular in nature, and although there's no evidence now of any misfunction, I'm sure that further tests will show a problem in the secretions.
I'm certain it's something he picked up from eating Mexican food.
Now, this patient is suffering from a brain tumor, and I should not be surprised if within several weeks he died. Now, we have not as yet been able to locate the tumor, but we're still looking.
Ironically, within 2 weeks' time, it is Dr. Bursky himself who dies of a brain tumor. Leonard Zelig is fine.
Leonard Zelig continues to astound scientists at New York's Manhattan Hospital. He is confronted by two overweight men at the request of the doctors. As the men discuss their obesity, an initially reticent Zelig joins in, swelling himself to a miraculous 250 pounds. What will they think of next?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
Oh, yeah.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
See what he did there, Oscar?
I yell at him before
the show. The listener calls and mocks him during the show, and then look what he did on his own time. He got the Zelig montage, and I feel racked. Mm-hmm. I'm racked with guilt right now.
But you know, as the monstrosity goes away, so does the guilt.
Yes, yeah. I know. But
and we'll be on to another adventure. Like it'll be fine.
The four stages of alcoholism. You know,
you know.
I think
that,
it's 12.
Right?
Whatever.
You understand that I do. That's the complex cocktail that is me.
Of course,
you know that I,
Mike,
because you make me feel so happy when you do that.
Mike,
that was
a quarter
was a
century
opening montage.
And did I not tell you, Pony, that he was going to light up? Yeah, I said this. Well, the first thing I got here today.
That was spectacular.
Yeah.
Would you describe that film? I
watched a lot of it yesterday.
That's a masterpiece. Is it not?
I watched a lot of it yesterday, and what I came up with was this. It is so far ahead of its time with what he did, and also
it's hysterical.
It might be Woody's last goofy comedy. It harkens back to like Bananas and Take the Money and Run. It's just so silly.
It's certainly silly. Mass appeal.
It's you know what? You don't even care.
No.
You don't care. We are live from the Fightful Studios. I'll shut up. We like Zelig.
It's a great film.
And we've been talking
It's really
about
an
it.
Intellectual film, so Oscar, enjoy Spider-Man.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. Let's say special hi to KCJJ.
Yeah.
In beautiful Coralville, Iowa City, Iowa. Woo! Not Coralville. They're not in Coralville.
No, they're in
anymore.
Iowa City.
They're
now.
Right mm-hmm. in the middle of Iowa City, Coralville's broadcasting from their tower site.
Exactly.
Steve Bridges and Company. Steve, I love your posts. I love you. I love your radio station. And I love the good people of Iowa City.
The
so
best.
A shout out to that. We always say hi to our friends in Ocean City at The Wave. And, you know, we love our radio stations.
We do.
We want more.
Yes.
We want
please.
More of them. We are on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us today, especially Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. Today brought to you by a brand new sponsor. And I say this for a lot of people that advertise on the Mike O'Mara Show, but it's always exciting to me when a new product comes our way that you can eat. It's
yes.
really exciting. These are probably the neatest products that we have advertised on our show in a very long time. Have you ever read the ingredients on a snack label, like a regular snack product? It's really terrifying. It's horrible. Added sugars, preservatives, concentrates, all the chemicals they put in them to make them last and sit in a 7-Eleven for 40 years.
Right.
I want to tell you about some amazing fruit bars that I found. They're called, that's it. That's it. That's it. I say that a lot on the show, so
that's
it's going to be confusing. But that's the name of it. That's it. The only ingredients in them are fruit and fruit. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean it. That's it.
It's just
that's the
fruit.
Name of it.
That's all it is.
That's it. You can find them at Whole Foods, CVS, Starbucks. You can get them right downstairs
yep.
in our Starbucks
oh,
in
yeah.
the O'Mara building. And my favorite flavor is the apple cherry.
Oh,
absolutely
yum.
Incredible. They concentrate this fruit flavor into a delicious snack bar. They are gluten-free, kosher, vegan, raw diet friendly. They're made with real non-GMO fruit. They're portion controlled. They're great for kids. Phenomenal for kids.
Yes.
Plus, it's an easy and delicious way to get that serving of fruit in your diet that you're missing. And, you know, even if you don't need a serving of fruit, they're delicious.
Great fruit.
That's It is offering my listeners an amazing deal. Go to thatsitfruit.com and enter the code TMOS to check out to save 10% off your order. Do what we did and try these bars. You're gonna love them. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com. Enter my code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. This is a great deal, and really, this is one of those things where I want this advertiser on for a long time.
Let them know.
Yeah.
So do it today and get involved with That's It Fruit Bars. They're absolutely delicious. I got a major thing to talk about, something traumatic that
Please.
Happened.
Traumatic.
But let me take one last call. Tony Frederick, Maryland, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good morning.
I just had a quick question. I'm also, by the way, I'm calling from the TMOS app. And
good man.
I always use your Amazon link for everything I buy.
Thank you.
The best.
Thank you very much, Tony. We appreciate it.
So just my quick question is, are there any events around the New Orleans show, like other than the show itself?
You know what? As we get close, we haven't even nailed down our band yet.
We're next couple of weeks, going to lay down all the details. I think there's a rumor of a belly button contest before our live show, but mm-hmm. we're going to work on that.
Question for us is maintaining our sobriety to a level where the show on Saturday night is competent.
A plus, Mike, top notch.
Yes. Well, Mike, whether or not it'll happen.
Yeah,
that's
well,
really.
We're going to have food hangovers and booze hangovers.
Who dies
on Saturday
before
show.
The live show?
Really. Yeah,
Deadpool.
How are we going to ship Rob back to D.C.?
I'm in New Orleans
pieces.
Thursday through
Two
Sunday,
crates.
So I got to just behave myself.
Who and has by, to break the news to Carrie?
And for the love of God, travel in packs.
Yes,
that's
safety
what I
first.
To say
buddy system.
Safety
buddy
first.
System.
Thank
yes.
you.
Buddy system.
So it's
I think that was
fun.
Tony Lamb.
You think?
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Love him.
Yeah, the New Orleans show, as we, you know, cruise through July, I always thought August is when we start putting the, you know, the little paintbrush on it and figuring out what we're going to do, but we have plenty of time.
Rome wasn't built in a day, Mike.
The answer is yes, we will have an event or two. They're going to be low-key. They're going to be casual, but we're probably going to be hopping around. It's kind of like a TMOS convention.
I'll be packing my smoking jacket for casual greetings.
Casual greetings. And Rob wears his, by the way, Rob wears his smoking jacket with white tennis shorts.
I do.
Short ones.
Yeah. You know, when I,
short ones.
Mike, when I tie the smoking jacket shut, you can't tell if I'm wearing pants.
You can't. And that's what adds to the allure.
The smoking jacket longer than the shorts. It is. Yeah. It's nice.
If you see a man walking through the French Quarter, you go, oh my God, is he wearing pants? Oh my God.
Is that Donald Duck?
Oh my God. Okay. So, you know what? We're running. God, I want to get the show back on track.
Do you want to take a break and then we can come back?
Sure, sure, Mike.
Let me just say this. Well, before we do that, really, really quick, did anyone watch the All-Star game last night?
No.
Is baseball dying? Is baseball dying?
I think it's been dying for some time. Everyone's yelling at me about it.
I just wonder about that.
I don't know that baseball is dying. I think that event is dying.
They're trying to speed up the game because it's dying.
I see more people in the D.C. area that are watching the Nats on television on a nightly basis.
Bryce Harper's dreaming. Everybody wants to be part of a winner.
Because it's more of a passive thing that you can put on TV and watch. I don't know as many people that are going out to games. And it used to be this was a big media event with a 7-day walk-up, the All-Star game. I had to ask you yesterday, is it on tonight? Because I didn't know.
Why did they stop from 2003, I think it was, where they had the winner of the All-Star game gets home field advantage? Why'd they bag that?
I wish they kept that because then there's something.
I have no interest in watching the game now if they do that. So I'm just saying, and then with the home run derby, I missed that. I'm sitting there talking to my brother-in-law and my nephew like 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, hey, how about the Red Sox? And they were kind of, and I didn't know. I said, are they doing all right? And somebody said, yeah, they're 4 games in front. And I didn't know.
You didn't even know.
No.
You need a new transistor radio up there, Mike.
No, the thing is, I'm a season ticket holder for spring training. And they killed me during spring training 2 seasons in a row. I'm not going to do it anymore because it's just like soul sucking. I don't know what's happened, but to me, when I talk to my brother-in-law and my nephew and the, you know, diehard Red Sox fans, and they were kind of like, yeah, you know, we haven't really been. And I wonder about
you
that.
You know what that says to me,
am
Mike,
I the only one that's feeling that way?
This is the year you're not watching. So this is the year they win.
Yeah, well, I'm going to watch. By the way, I will watch, you know, and it's not like I haven't watched at all.
Right.
I went to spring training. I've watched a couple. I've watched the season opener. I just haven't been. It used to be, I used to do a lot of things.
I used
to watch every single game on TV. I also used to drink 2 bottles of wine while I was doing it.
That's true.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes. And smoke cigarettes, too. And wake up in the morning and go, that was a terrible game last night.
I'm never watching them again.
Yeah, that was a terrible game last night, Carla. And Carla's like, Don called. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway. So,
on the answering machine, that's awesome.
It was like,
Mike,
beep.
Yeah.
I think that we in this room are the wrong barometer for you.
Because, based on that impression, I know Rob's the wrong barometer.
But you are the baseball guy.
I don't feel the same connectivity.
Because you're living
with
instead
baseball.
Of you're living your life, man.
Yeah,
sucks.
And you know what?
I'd like to watch a game or two. I don't. I'm going to give up. Hopefully, if I get to it today, I'm going to give my TV recommendation. I am watching the telly up here, but I don't watch baseball like I used.
It's an investment. Yes, of course. He's exceeded his yearly contribution.
Yeah, I'm watching a very sexy, steamy Latin show.
Really?
Yeah.
On Telemundo.
Yes. No,
but there are so many Netflix? Baseball games. It requires an investment of your time. My mom, of all people, is now watching the Nats every night. And I call her and I just I say, you've never watched baseball before. She says, it's really fun to watch. And it's on every night.
True. Are they winning? Are they winning the Nats?
Who knows?
At the All-Star break, they were 4 games out of... No, they were in fourth. I'm sorry. They were in fourth place. Fourth place.
Oh, so they're not. The thing is, the winner of the All-Star game last night was a young shortstop from the Philadelphia Athletics. And he was presented with Connie Mack presented him with the winning trophy last night. That's about as much as I know about baseball.
White guy.
I love when you call them the Athletics, Mike.
Yeah. Actually, he was a Inuit. He was an Inuit. on that note, we can move on. And when we come back... As you might have heard with the saws and the drills and stuff, there's a project going on in the Mara household, and a project that originally was just going to be for a slight home improvement, but, well, lo and behold, it's turned into an insurance claim. Mm. And aren't we happy about that?
No. Yes.
And I just want to say my leg is not broken, and I'm here to tell you what happened yesterday, and I will compliment this with a photograph that I will be sending to Mr. Speedwack during the break.
Nice. We'll be right coming back. Up on This Old Mic.
Yes, This Old Mic. Thank you very much.
This week's Omericast has a lot of bang. Marcus Serta has the highlights from the past week and more broadcasting, including Gary Stein busting out on the Tony Perkins Show.
See if you can guess what I am now.
Oscar nursing a hangover.
The worst is going to happen.
And Rob's rants on watermelons.
A watermelon used to be a commitment.
If you'd like to be on an upcoming show, let us know. Drop us a line at facebook.com/Omericast. Omericast. Download it today on the TMOS app, on iTunes, or at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. You heard it during Wide Open Wednesday, where the caller said he was a slacker, he was a tick, and he was a bloodsucker. And you know what? He changed that, and he subscribed to the bonus show package. He's no longer a freeloading, mooching parasite, and he is a member of the club. You want to be in the club? Everybody wants to be in the club. Anyway, remember, the future of our show depends on it. If you just take the regular show, you're a taker.
You should be
ashamed of yourself. How dare you? Besides, you don't know what you're missing. No censorship to slow us down. No commercials to get in the way of the fun. All bets are off. It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for many years to come.
And
those are going to be fruitful years.
Yes.
I don't have a heart attack before the show. Thank you. Mm. Welcome back to our program. We are having a... there is a shower that was installed by the previous owner
of
my
nice.
Domicile up here in the great state of Maine. And this shower is a prefab shower. You can walk into any box improvement
Bath
store, like
fitter,
a Lowe's.
It's a perfect fit.
It's not even like that. No. It's actually a...
It comes in a box.
A glass
box.
Like,
I've seen them. Yeah, I'm sorry for cutting you off, Mike. I get excited about home improvement because I eyeball these things all the time.
He's also excited because the shower is the same size as his house.
Oh.
It is. It's
true
very,
story.
Very small. And it was... I don't understand some of the things that went on in this home. There is a bathroom up here on the second level of our domicile that, square footage-wise, is significant in space.
Right.
It's got a large surface area, and there's tile everywhere.
You got great square footage.
And then in the far corner, it's this giant, massive, empty room of a tiled floor, and in the corner is this tiny little prefab shower, and you've seen them. They have them. Go to any box store. You'll see what I'm talking
made
about.
Made for the skinny man, though.
Yeah.
Like, really, I've stepped in them in Home Depot. I'm like, I don't even like the room in here.
They're tiny. They're
tiny.
Minuscule.
Like for little women or pygmies.
No matter and what happens, you're going to be pressing a body part against the glass, and it's not going to look good.
Did you get the picture that I sent?
I did. I haven't opened it yet.
So I
looked at it.
Thing.
It is a show.
The squiggly glue on the wall in the corner is where they removed the old one.
Okay.
Now, when I had the guys come out to look at the shower, they said, well, you see where that tile is a little uneven there? You may have some water damage. Where this jerry-rigged shower was put into the corner.
Oh, no.
He had caulked it about 1,000 times because the glass in the shower was not stable and it wasn't sealed properly. But this has been a burr on my butt for a long time. I said, Carla, I have to get this out. I am not a comfortable man in here. I have to turn around 40 times to rinse my body off. You hear it?
I do.
That's the sound of progress.
Progress.
Sure. So the thing about it is, he said, we'll include that if we need to replace the plywood underneath they pulled up the tile where the shower was. They removed the shower, and lo and behold, there's the black, wet water damaged wood.
Mold.
And he said he can see it over here, and it's really obvious that it was there. And then there was some
debate. Was he speaking down to you when he said you can see it over here?
Two nicer guys you would not get in the whole wide world.
That's awesome.
Absolute, delightful, and trustworthy, and on time, and all the great things I like about it. So these guys are terrific. But I noticed that when they put the little chalk line as to where the new one's going to go in, that it wasn't as big as I thought, but it's prefab because I'm getting basically a unit stuck into the wall with a glass door, and then they're building a wall to stabilize it. They're making it a more stable shower, but it's not anything custom.
All right.
It's just... It's going to be because I'm not, you know, I can't do that. For obvious reasons.
Why would you? It's Maine.
If 50% more people subscribe to 50% to the bonus show,
right?
I would have a custom shower in there. But I'm
you're there
not
for the
a,
summers, Mike. It's not worth it.
If 60%, we're talking marble.
But when I sell the house at the end of the summer, I want to make sure
you're going to keep it that long, are you?
When I sell the house, no. The thing is, so he's putting that
I
in
would
there.
Not be
and
shocked.
He, no. And he rips up the tile. And I see that there's water damage. Then he shows me the little chalk line, and he's kind of walking around. And he's walking around the area.
Right.
And when I go walking around the area, I say, well, when I'm standing in the shower, how far out? And I walk over, and as soon as I walk over to the right side, I crash through the floor.
Oh.
I actually almost went down to the second
floor. Three Stooges.
Floor.
Oh, no, like Tom Hanks.
Yes, I went down to the floor, and I looked over, and I went, ha, 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 ha. And it was mighty embarrassing.
Is this your master bathroom or
this guest is the master bathroom.
Master bathroom.
This is the master bathroom.
Did both legs go through?
No, yes.
Is oh,
fact,
no.
One,
yes.
One went on an upper joist, and then the other one was just caught. If I had gone through and I had... gone with both legs straight down, I would have gone through the drywall in the ceiling of my daughter's bedroom, and I would have gone
Mike,
straight.
It's through. Actually.
Yeah. All right, so you see that space, and because these guys are Mainers and have senses of humor, you see the police tape they put around.
Yes,
caution
for me.
I like that they used for one of the anchors for the police tape the actual wet dry vac.
Yeah, the wet dry vac that's there. And by the way, that's the piece of plywood that's going to go in to replace the floor because the floor was completely rotted out. Rotted out to the point of, even with the tile on it, there's every chance in the world that I could have gone straight down.
Yikes. You actually cheated death.
I cheated death. And then because of my invalid status, they both had to. And by this time, Carla runs upstairs and, you know, she's stifling like a moderate grin.
Sure.
As she sees me up to my. You know what? I'm going to give her the credit. She was freaked out. She was absolutely freaked out.
How long before she laughed, though?
A little bit. About 10 seconds. And then she laughed when they were both hauling me out of the hole. Where, you know, it's like, oh my God. And I mean, it was one of those deals where it's like, oh my God, what happened to you? It was mighty embarrassing.
My real
one
question
on each
is
arm,
this.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Are you happy that you invest, that you decided to remodel that shower? Because ideally, or actually, if you hadn't even moved forward with that remodel, you would have had a bigger problem in the long run.
That's true.
It would have been a very big problem. You know, and then when I went through the floor, it was mighty fun, and the fact is, it validates the fact that I'm having the work done. Is everything all right, Pony? Is everything
okay? Yeah. We're just getting the show pick.
Yeah, show pick. He wants a show pick. Pony's crazy about this thing.
He loves pictures.
Hey, Rob.
Mike. Hey, Mike. Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's okay. Yeah, everything's fine.
All right.
Everything's okay. Everything's fine.
Hey, Mike.
Can I use this pick for the show pick?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, no problem.
Are you sure? It's your home. I just want to make sure you're okay.
Well, now you've spotlighted it. No, you can't. No,
okay, so I'm asking.
In your face.
That's why you got to ask.
Well, no, when you say that, there, as Rob will tell you, there's a segment of the audience that goes,
I mean, that's why I got to ask.
And then Mike gets an email and it says, hey, Mike, it's a Marcus. Can I have that rotted out wood?
It's reclaimed.
I might be going on a date with Marcus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and only one man will come back.
We've actually tried to connect, speaking of the aforementioned, his baseball dime. We've actually tried to connect and go to a Red Sox game, and maybe in the middle of August I'll be joining him for a little festive.
Have you ever had a ballpark beer? Hey, do you like hot dogs?
It's like, Marcus, let me out of the trunk of your car.
Let me out of the trunk of your car now, please.
Quit beating on the trunk lid. Yeah. We're almost to Fenway.
You know, I've been doing AmeriCast on and off for 8 years.
Yeah. Hey, while you're in there, could you voice a promo? I left a little tape recorder in there.
Help! Help!
So anyway,
will
I'm
you be
okay.
sitting with him, or will you be in different sections?
It'll be a different night. No, I kid. I look forward
are you
to it.
Going,
I'd like to get together.
Are you, do you have a tub in that bathroom? Because some people
yes.
hate showers and just go tub.
No, we've got a tub, but he...
you probably can't
know.
Do a tub soak for another couple months, though, after your surgery, right?
Well, no, I don't do tub.
I thought
anyway.
You got sponge baths.
No, I don't get sponge baths. Oh. I'm doing fine, thank
he
you
He takes
very
Nullo
much.
Deodorant tablets.
Like Elvis?
Yeah. That way you don't have to bathe, but it
Man,
also...
these are great. These yeah. were great.
I don't, yeah. I don't have to shower at all.
His body just wasn't going with him.
Oh, the late Marty Lacker.
His body wasn't going with him. He had these tablets. He didn't have to take a shower. He thought those were just great. Elvis Presley. So... They're making great progress, I believe, and everything should be okay. But then we've discovered when you do a home project for an older home, I should point this out, be prepared that there will be surprises at every turn.
Oh,
sure.
My entire life last 2 years.
The shower, as you know, Oscar, the shower is now turned into the water punt.
Yeah.
And then Mrs. O'Mara, whenever there are workers about, says, I think we could use a garbage disposal down in the sink area. I'm like,
what? We could use another W-2, Carla. Settle
yeah,
down.
Thank you. Thank
yeah. You know what we could use is an income.
There it is. That's great.
I had the same conversation with Shannon when she's like, maybe we could get another job and we could all afford this. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, but I got my timpani, which is exciting. I got my timpani.
Send it straight away.
Yeah. I had it. Hold on. Wait, where is it? Hold on. I've got it right here.
Yep.
Wait a minute. I've got it. I don't know where anything is in my sound.
He's going to play the timpani, and that will preclude the announcement of the new garbage disposal.
Mike, yeah. If you, I would just suggest maybe
Michael,
what's
wrong
an
with
effort,
my brain?
An effort in almost a memory game, right? The match game.
I love memory games.
You should take your iPads with you throughout the day when you have time, and just try to do this little trick where you memorize what's on the actual iPad.
Hey, because you know what?
That's
technology.
A great idea. I've got an idea for you, Oscar. Yeah. See this? Try to memorize this. Memorize this that I'm showing you right here. How do you like that? You like that?
That's how I talk to my mom when she's like, can you check my email again?
Right. Doing the best I can.
Why don't you bring your iPads to Fenway and show them to Marcus?
You don't even know what I did today. I will tell both of you. I'm not teasing that. I don't know what's going on. I've lost control of the show.
You've made me lady now.
Yes, thank you. We'll be right back. I've got another commercial. Goodbye.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm going to be Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, Matt Damian, Jerry Steinfeld, and Oprah Winfrey are all on the show.
And we have a guest, Bull Massive, as well.
All of that is linked. We'll explain it to you. Plus, the conclusion, we believe, of the Great Gatsby story, and special guest Sue Palka from Fox 5.
What a full show.
It is chock full. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. And now the envelope, please. And the winner is... Amazon!
Yay!
Mike, I picked up a Roomba. I picked up tinsel lights for the backyard. I picked up another these big bulbs that you see in the Home and Garden magazine for
Edison
the backyard.
Bulbs.
Edison bulbs.
Yes.
Oh, all for like 50% off.
I bought the soundtrack to Baby Driver on vinyl. It's amazing.
I got a new electric toothbrush, and I got a camp chair.
Nice.
Yeah!
Big win, all at discounts Prime Day.
That's right.
Amazon Prime Day. I hope you took advantage of that. You can still take advantage of the great deals on Amazon. And when you buy something, say something. Show a little pride.
Yeah.
Hamilton.
Mike, you know who showed pride? Fred Hines. Fred Hines.
What did he get?
He says, hi, Rob. Over the last few days, I've purchased some bowling ball bags and bowling balls for my fiance's daughter, who is going to Cleveland, Ohio, for the National Youth Bowling Championship in 2 weeks.
She's a superstar. All right.
He also got some douchebag Oakley sunglasses. I did it all through the TMOS link.
Nice.
From Spokane. Thank you, Fred Hines. Great stuff. Bowling balls and sunglasses.
Ladies and gentlemen, as Rob Spiewak likes to say, you are the sunshine of our financial solar panel. So shine on, you thing of beauty. Please shop Amazon. More of that. For Amazon, more and more.
Of course.
I want more. I crave it. Please shop Amazon and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money and let us know what you're buying. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. Yes, yeah, everything's fine. Everything's great. My wife and son are having a great summer.
That's great for them. You know, these are the years that he'll remember.
We work for them.
Yeah.
This is my day. I will tell you exactly what it is.
Like today or every day?
I will do the show. I begin the show prep at roughly between 6 and 6:15 every morning.
Okay.
And then we tape the show at 9 o'clock. We sometimes have a meeting. Sometimes we go off to do our regular thing. So when I'm done here, the drill used to be that I would... way back when, I would go out and see my mates and maybe hit a little white egg around. That used to be my day. It was absolutely incredible. Up here, my wife drops my son off at the little summer camp that he's in, and then she finds a friend and goes to some sort of exercise class and then does whatever she does. So I am left here to do my physical therapy and then take a walk. Mm. And then basically, I
sit around.
You fend
for yourself.
It's not unlike the plot of The Shining.
Mm-hmm.
You're left alone all day.
Yeah.
And you're just watching the house
and typing.
I watch the house and and I sit around and it's just like, hey Mike, what are you doing? Is Carla home yet? I asked her today. I said, are you going to be here when the show is over? And she said, no, I've got this and I've got this and I've got this. And because I am a little isolated, So
you got the cabin fever?
Well, I'm trying to actually work on strengthening my situation here and getting my legs back.
What
in
are you
shape.
Doing to get back to 100?
I do a regular round of physical therapy, but here's my challenge. The physical therapist that I worked with that gave me the exercises that I have, they show me these exercises, and I am doing the same ones that my home person left me with. And I thought those would be enough. Because I feel like I should be doing more, I've gone to the YouTube to see what I can do to strengthen my legs faster. And there is a major gap between people that are 30 and or 35 or athletes that have had this procedure done and the elderly. So what you get is you get the YouTube video that's for the elderly that says, now slowly get out of the chair and sit back down. Okay, I'm well beyond that.
Yes.
And then you get the, hey, my name's Kurt. Now, you know I had a hip replacement. That would slow a lot of people down. But I'm back at CrossFit. And a guy's lifting, squatting 300 pounds on his shoulder, which would basically crush me.
But there are no videos in the middle?
There's nothing in the middle.
You need something, the regular guy video.
Here it is. My sister has said that there's a guy up here in Maine that I have to go see. And because she's been so, you have to go see that guy. You have to go see that guy. You have to go there. And I have to say, because she's pushing me so much on it, you know how I react to that. I take a giant step back.
Sure, you dig your heels in.
Yeah, but I'm telling you that I think now I'm probably going to go see the guy just to, because I want to be better.
You get
I'm
a new hip day. There? What's with your hip? Is that the guy?
I don't think they're all like Pepperidge Farm members if they're physical therapists that are up here. I think that, well, how you doing now? Yeah. Oh, by the way, can I tell you this?
Yeah.
I found a box in the attic the other day. I'm chock-a-block with Dick Queasy t-shirts up here.
Really?
Yeah. I'll be writing a new Dick Queasy spot in the next week
How far is the physical therapy from you? Because nothing's 20, close.
25 minutes.
See, 25 nothing's
minutes.
Close.
It's just off the road a piece. Take a look.
There we go.
Pass the blue bars.
Well, hello.
I'm looking for a video for you right now that works for you. Because I think there's options. There are options.
It's very, very difficult to find. And I don't
want
to see.
How did Kathy find this guy? What's her interest in this guy?
She rehabbed her shoulder when she tore her rotator cuff. Mm-hmm. And so she was playing tennis and tore her rotator cuff. And so
playing tennis?
Then we've got I don't know how she did it. I don't know. What's that? What?
I don't
what
know.
What are you saying?
I don't
what
know.
It's just... No, Rob. Hitting Paul. Is that what you're looking for?
That's also good.
That's right. Hitting my brother-in-law. No. The thing is that I'm looking forward to I'm ready to make that Making progress every single day a little bit, I'm getting a little impatient. Well, I want to do it. I'm not going to hurt myself.
Slow process.
No, but you have to see the professional.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. The biggest problem I have, and I don't mind people dropping me a line if they might have. This is the thing. Do you remember when I went through all that crap a year ago with the other one? Right about this time, I was starting to feel, okay, everything's fine. And then a month later, everything, all hell broke loose.
Sure.
Here's the deal. The left one is weaker than the right one. Go figure that. The one that had all the trouble is weak as a kitten. That's the problem.
Do you
think
because of the procedure, one of the way you've been favoring the other and babying
him?
That's what ends up happening is that you're favoring when essentially you have to do the same amount of work on both of them.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm doing now. I'm doing that and hopefully I'll make some progress.
Look at that left leg. It's all shriveled up.
Yeah. I'll see Dick Queasy's.
Dr. Queasy.
I can't wait till you come up with your next spot for Dick Queasy.
I am doing this. Yesterday, when I do a power walk of a mile and a half, up hills, down hills, I take my Herman Cain with me.
Sure.
Because I need, it's almost like a walking stick. When I'm walking around the house, I don't use that. And my goal, because I've got my 40th year high school reunion in about a week, is to, the last thing I want to do is walk with a, listen to that, hear that? They're cutting again. They're cutting. I don't know what they're cutting.
A lot of cutting.
It is. Yeah, they're a lot of cutting. I think I might have a new house by the time this is all done. The thing is that they. I don't want to walk with a cane at all. I will limp a little bit, but I don't want to walk into my 40th year reunion and be the guy that's on a cane.
Oh, that's Mike, you better double down.
Yeah.
Things around the corner.
Unless you want to go the total other direction, I could meet you there.
And roll him in?
Push you in on a high-backed wicker wheelchair like Potter.
Oh.
And I could be your goon. And you know what? This would kill me.
If
I wouldn't
talk.
You
know, I've said that to you before. I'd like to be, I'd go full Stephen Hawking. Which I would
so
just,
you wouldn't
to,
even
just
talk?
To freak people out.
You would just blow just into the straw to move.
Yeah, just and then like in the middle of the reunion, it's like, just kidding.
But they could say, can't you see some of your old friends come over and say, do you still do voices? You go, yes, hello, my name is Morgan Freeman.
I'm doing a voice right now. Can we play a game, buddy?
No, yeah.
And wrong.
God, I was wrong.
Great to see you. It's been... That's pretty good, isn't it?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Great.
The best ones are the ones you don't use a processor. Right?
Great to see you. It's been 40 years. I am really happy that you're here for the 40th reunion. Thanks for coming. May I have another Michelob Ultra, please?
Anyway, I'm
hey, use that voice and just say these words for me. Say vodka tonic.
Vodka tonic, please.
Anyway, it's gonna be.
We are all go into HELLNA and back.
I know.
Thank you for keeping it family friendly, Oscar.
Yes.
You look just like you did in 1977. You look like a cheerleader. You could go out and cheer for the Glastonbury Tomahawks today. Hi, Joey. It's great to be at your home. I certainly hope you have a ramp into your home, please.
Anyway, it's a...
So look, you're fighting against limping into your...
Yes.
Into your reunion.
You want to make a wonderful entrance.
Yeah, and I don't want to... But I think I'm going to get professional help to do it, just at least to...
You have to, Mike. Yeah. It's not... The professionals get professional help.
You know how it is up here, though? Let me tell you how it rolls up here. How it rolls up here is word of mouth is so incredibly powerful up here that... it's the, this guy is, I've heard this guy's name 3 or 4 times.
Doc Hollywood.
And then when you call the guy's booked up throughout the entire summer. And I hate that. I always like to kind of find my own way, but I think I'm going to probably break down and go visit the guy.
If there is only one way, you got to go see that guy.
Yeah. Probably only one guy that does it in that town.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
well,
really,
we know where you are.
Got,
it's a little,
you know?
It's a little backward up there and I don't think they have a lot. That's not their key industry is hip.
For God's sakes, they turned the Jaspers into an Italian restaurant. What the F's going on with the world? My God. Jaspers was like one of the popular tourist joints where you get a lobster and a lobster roll, for God's sake, and they turned into an Italian place. What's going on with the world?
Not okay.
For God's sakes.
Not okay.
Mike, RFD in D.C. is closing. This is like after 15 years. Remember RFD out of right next to the Verizon
Mayberry?
Center? No, RFD here.
The stadium?
No, you guys, why do you ever get into D.C.?
What is RFD?
It's a restaurant that had like 100 different beers inside, right outside Verizon Center.
That's the Brickskeller, isn't it?
No, the Brickskeller is another place, but I've seen that place.
Yeah, Brickskeller closed a long time ago, but RFD closed after 15 years. No, I'm not. How would you know? You don't get in a district unless it's wrestling.
Okay. Where was RFD located again?
Settle down and
don't
be defensive and angry.
I'm actually shocked you guys don't know. It's right next to the Verizon Center.
Mm-hmm.
And
I used to go. There was a restaurant that I went to that was just outside of Verizon Center. It's actually, I think it was not in Adams Morgan, but it might have been on the border.
Yeah.
And the thing I hated about it is that everybody there just acted like they didn't care. And did you ever? And the hostess didn't care, the waiters didn't care, the chef didn't care. It was called BFD.
Oh yeah, that's a good place.
Thanks, Mike.
And Oscar, I stand corrected. The Bricks Killer is permanently closed.
Yeah, sad. I think it closed like 5 years ago.
Mm. What was RFD? What was the acronym? Was RFD for something?
It was like regional food and one of food and drink.
RFB or RFD?
D is in dog.
Boo! Okay.
Like regional food and drink.
I want to get an obscure Belgian pale ale.
Do you think, seriously, Mr. MBA, you think that the business model of the sole proprietorship outside of our friend Mr. Jimmy Cerrito is survivable in this day and age? I think it's very hard to run a single restaurant and make it
successful. I believe that you have to have the deepest of pockets, especially if you're going to be in that racket.
Mm-hmm.
Like you gotta be willing to lose money for years, plural.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I know is when I come to Washington, I'm gonna eat at Tony Kornheiser's Baldi's. I'll be eating at Baldi's. I'll be enjoying a great burger, the Kornheiser.
You won't get a hair in it.
A little curly.
Guaranteed.
I don't know what I'm talking about. We'll take a break, come back with the news you may not need. I have no idea what happened to the show today.
Cake and cookies.
Hi there. This is Katie Von Cookie. And during this episode of Cake and Cookies Q&A, we find out that Dan has some outrageous marital expectations. If I don't die, we'll have the recap next week.
It's the Rob and Katie Show.
Dirty dog.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're thinking about refinancing or even wondering about it, you got to call Cornerstone First Financial. Our office mates here at TMOS World Broadcast Headquarters will get the process moving fast and easy. They'll advise you on whether or not it's right for you, and you can even meet Tater the dog. Right now, interest rates have dropped to levels not seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you save money every month. They will show you the best way to free up some money for what you really need. You could be sitting on enough money right now to clear out that high-interest credit card debt, or for those home improvements you've been putting off, like hiring an exterminator for your chimney.
Or a new shower.
You can do whatever you like.
You obviously, I know we're in the middle of the Cornerstone First Financial commercial. You obviously addressed that last week when I was gone.
Yes. Oh,
yes, at length.
Yes.
No resolution.
Sorry, I didn't know.
Compound bow. Then I had a big PVC pipe gadget I made. None of it worked.
No.
It's still there.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, good. Okay. Well, something to look forward to. Cornerstone First Financial will guide you to your best financial plan and get you there fast. They treated Oscar like a king, and they can do the same for you. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing, which is a great deal. It's wonderful. CornerstoneFirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial, making sure that you have the ability to explore every opportunity in the best and smartest way possible.
News!
Me, 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 me. Sound of saws everywhere. Some people have said that Ben Affleck only started dating his girlfriend Lindsay Shookus a few months ago. But others claim that they've been having an affair for years.
Ooh.
And now People Magazine is taking it a step further. A source told them that Jennifer Garner, found out about their affair 2 years ago and confronted Lindsay.
I recall rumors of this that were never confirmed. Do you remember when they started talking about this?
I remember the nanny. That's all I remember. As far as
nanny.
As far as this, and again, I wish he was like dating a hotter girl, and maybe that just makes me a pig.
Hit the alarm.
If you can't go from Jennifer Garner, who's like, oh no, overall 11 in my eyes, to like a six with a sense of humor. Like, really?
Well, you know, Melissa McCarthy's very funny.
According to People, Jennifer confronted Lindsay. Lindsay hung tough. Quote, she refused to back down or quit the affair. It's kind of interesting.
Wow.
I don't believe that. When you hear something like that, it's like, no, you're banging my husband. You better stop it. No, I won't. You know, yeah, I just
a weird dynamic. And who would know that outside of the two of them?
Well, here it is. According to the version, the People magazine version of the story, Ben and Lindsay started in 2013. Lindsay was married too, at the time, to a fellow SNL producer named Kevin Miller. There's always that guy.
That guy always gets burned.
I just have to hit that for him.
I think I'd off myself if it was Ben Affleck. If Shannon rolled out and it was Ben Affleck, I'm like, well, it's over.
Yeah, but you're not Kevin Miller.
They broke up in 2014. When Jennifer found out about the affair, she also went to Miller and showed him proof in the form of text messages, which may or not have mattered to him since they'd already split up. But it's kind of a mess, but who really
cares? I'm Kevin Miller.
I do.
I'm Kevin Miller.
I don't think Batman.
I wear a bow tie. I'm Kevin Miller.
Batman should be married. Like you just
fast
can't.
And loose.
Yeah, I mean, well, if Bruce
you
Wayne.
Had all your wrestlers and your superheroes, yes, and everybody would not be married in your world. I know. It just makes you feel more secure.
Well, they need to procreate.
Should Jimmy Fallon be married?
No.
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 He should have at least five social diseases.
That's right.
Okay, we're in dangerous ground here. This is a bit random, but I have to share it with you because it's so over the top from James Woods, who tends to now, his career is just making these ridiculous tweets.
Yes, of course.
So please be sensitive when you hear this story.
Still
it's
handsome,
on,
though.
Apparently, between Neil Patrick Harris and James Woods.
It all
started
boy.
When Woods was triggered by a picture of two parents and their young son at a pride parade in California. The mother is holding a sign that says, "I love my gender creative son." And the dad has a sign that says, "My son wears dresses and makeup. Get over it." So Woods posted the photo and he captioned it. And this is what he wrote. "This is sweet. Wait until this poor kid grows up, realizes what you've done, and stuffs both of your dismembered bodies into a freezer in the garage." Obviously.
And no one's hiring him?
Doesn't seem like the right thing to do in this day and age.
No.
Neil Patrick Harris was not down with that. He replied, quote, "Utterly ignorant and classless, Mr. Woods. I'm friends with this family. You know, not of what you speak, and you should be ashamed of yourself." So James Woods is at it again. Now, back in the go-go 80s, that probably would have... Hey, you see what James Woods wrote?
Yeah.
You hear, yeah.
Not but the in the 80s, anymore. He'd have to just like write it on poster board and hang it outside his house. Because there was no Twitter.
James Woods, thank you. Britney Spears is reportedly engaged in secret discussions about headlining the Super Bowl halftime show on Feb 4 in Minneapolis.
Don't tell anyone about it.
Is that you, Britney?
Hi, Britney. Listen,
hi,
I
Britney.
Might do it. Hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm good. I just Britney. Got back from Starbucks barefoot, and I got a big gooey frap, and don't tell anyone, but I might be at the Super Bowl halftime show. Snort.
It's just a rumor right now. She hasn't commented. Insider says, quote, "Britney has made it clear to her team that it's a dream to perform at a Super Bowl."
I love it. Team, come around. Come around, and I'll tell you a secret. Don't tell no one.
She
but after the residency,
package,
we might go out there and do it because it's going to be great.
She has the appeal to be a headliner. Britney previously appeared in the 2001 Super Bowl halftime show. She joined Aerosmith for Walk This Way.
That was 16 years ago. I can't wait to get back because you know what? That would be a dream. Don't tell no one.
She performed with NSYNC, Mary J. Blige, and Nelly at the last
one.
Call Nelly and tell him that we might go back, but it's a secret.
She wants to do it again.
I'll do it again.
What's your sister's name? What's your sister's name again?
I forget my sister's name.
Courtney?
No, it's not that.
Shylock?
It's something like
that. Yeah, it's Shiloh. Shiloh Spears. You know what I call her? I call her honey.
Shylock's a Shakespeare character.
That's right, the moneylender.
This is like the ultimate toothbrush. For anyone who's lazy, this is a new product. Not only does it brush your teeth for you, but it brushes them in record time. You don't even need to move your arm. This is a super fast, like within 10 seconds, brushes your entire teeth. There's a product called AmaBrush on Kickstarter right now. It's a new kind of toothbrush that cleans your teeth perfectly in 10 seconds flat.
That's what I need.
All right. All right. We're in the room here. Thank you.
It looks more like a mouth guard than a toothbrush that you're used to. You put it in your mouth, press a button, and it simultaneously scrubs all of your teeth with just the right amount of toothpaste.
It's like a car wash for your teeth.
It is. Yes, it's wonderful.
That if sounds you want great. One,
who would like that, do you think?
Yeah, I think. Now, don't tell no one.
Jesus Christ.
But I would like, if I want my teeth to look good at Super Bowl, there's going to be a lot of cameras. Hey, and whatnot.
Hey, Brittany, can you turn down my headphones, please, if you're going to yell into that mic?
If you want one, you can pre-order it on Kickstarter by pledging $90. Plus, you'll have to pay $23 in international shipping because
he's
hijacked my news today. He is hijacked. I don't know why Rob doing Britney Spears.
It doesn't even sound like Britney. That's what's genius about it.
So you got to pledge $90 and have to pay $23 in international shipping because they're coming from Europe and
F
they're not
going
to ship until December. But it is. But isn't it worth it not to have to brush your own teeth anymore?
Hi, is this the Brush People? I want two. I'm going to send you $180 on Venmo.
According to two new studies that were just published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, the journal, people who drink coffee live longer.
Look at that, Oscar.
Wow.
Yeah, you're a big coffee guy.
I don't think my esophagus says that.
A study out of the University of Southern California looked at 185,000 Americans over 16 years and found that people who regularly drink coffee had lower death rates, especially people who drank at least four cups a day. The other study out of Europe looked at 520,000 people in 16 countries over 16 years and found the exact same thing. This is a legitimate study right
now. Wow.
The researchers believe it's all thanks to the antioxidants in coffee, not even the caffeine, because even decaf drinkers lived longer than other people. And as I have told you, with decaf and regular coffee, I get migraine headaches. But I would love to go back to, by the way,
when's the last time you had a cup of coffee?
I can't even tell you.
Really, that long ago? Yeah. Wow.
But my little, my little Keep Alive pill that I take every day for the
statins.
I haven't gotten a migraine. What?
Statins?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't. It's not a heart defect.
Oh,
I take a blood thinner medication.
I'm just asking.
Statins. Of course, statins.
I have a Keurig. I'm going to live forever.
Statins.
I drink coffee all day.
Thank you.
Coffee.
Thanks,
ice
Brittany.
Cream, too.
That's good. Ice cream and coffee. Around three. Hey, she's in shape now. Brittany, you're in shape.
Oh,
you're
she
in
looks
incredible
great.
Shape
I
right
work
now.
Out. And do you know what? Do you want to know why?
Why? Why, Brittany?
This is
why?
A secret.
Okay.
Do you know that I was on the Super Bowl in 2001? I won't come back.
I'll come back with Nelly and Mary J. Blige
and Aerosmith.
Rob Spiewak, the one-woman show, Britney Spears.
I'm wearing a jumpsuit.
New Orleans in November. Around 3 a.m., this is a little something-something. Okay. Now, around 3 a.m. on Monday, a 45-year-old woman named Tabitha Lehman and a 46-year-old guy named Craig Schultheis were getting it on outside a closed business in Largo, Florida. Largo. Uh-huh. A cop saw him, interrupted him, and they weren't happy. Craig told the cop he was, quote, just trying to get a piece. Tabitha was even more explicit. We can't say on the radio what she told the cop, but let's just say she made it clear she was thoroughly enjoying the favors Craig had been performing.
Oh, Craig.
But the cop had zero sympathy because he arrested both of them for, here's the charge. I love the charges in Florida.
Charge.
Different municipalities have different ones. Misdemeanor exposure of sexual organs. And, of course, all the way up here in Maine, it's been a while since I've given you a slogan, hasn't it?
Oh, so you've written a new slogan for the state of Florida.
Florida slogan of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Florida, if this van's a rockin', it's just more evidence that you're poor white trash. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. And they might have been people of means. I have no idea. I'll just leave it at white trash. How's that?
Rich people love to screw in the street, Mike.
That's right, Brittany. We're going to take a break.
I've never done it.
We'll come back. You like him yelling in that microphone, Oscar?
No, I asked him twice. Brittany, turn down my headphones, and he hasn't done that because he's waiting for the next line.
Brittany's Little Thank Sounds you. Coming up with the Audio Vault next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank God.
Hello. Mike O'Mara here with a young hip promo for all you kids on the beach. LOL. Hashtag TMOS. LMAO. Hashtag the wave. Also emoji and fidget spinner. Rob, what does that mean?
I don't know, Mike.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The best thing about TMOS listeners is they're like family. True. A big, dysfunctional, testy, wonderful, oddball family.
That's them.
So, if you have a product to advertise or a message to spread, the best place to do it might be right here. Just ask our friends at Cornerstone First Financial.
Yes.
Think of all the members of your extended TMOS family that you'll be reaching. Let the Mike O'Mara Show get your message out to thousands of like-minded folks so they can hear it and they can act on it. You'll reach thousands of relatives you didn't even know you had. It's just easy to get your message out on our show. Email us at sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Big or small business, you'll be treated like family. Again, that's sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let us spread your word, and in advance, we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, July 12, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
None of us watched the All-Star Game, but I have a few things I'd like to play you from the All-Star Game. Max Scherzer from your Washington Nationals was on the mound for the first inning. And
superstar.
He really looked like he was trying, at least based on the fact he grunted on every pitch. Here is every pitch.
He started, correct?
Yeah, there's every pitch that he threw from the first inning. I think a lot of times they accuse the people of not trying as hard at the All-Star game, but it sounded like he was putting all, everything he had into it.
Somebody get Barb Mooney on the phone. Find out if he grunts during regular games as well. I'd like to find out.
And ask if really Chuck like Mooney grunts during regular games as well. We'd like to find that out.
Chuck, is Chuck a big grunter?
Chuck grunt. give him the old CG, Mike. Yeah.
Close down the new house, Chuck.
Sign here, Mr. Mooney.
Thank you. The Moody's. The Moody's are moving. Anyway.
Robinson, is it Cano? The guy
Cano.
Cano, he was the MVP.
Robinson Cano, former New York Yankee. Hated New York Yankee. I didn't like him when he was at the Yankee. Don't like him anyway.
He cinched the win for the American League with a 10th inning home run.
Walk off, Rob.
Hard hit into right, back at the wall. Come on. Cano puts the AL on top, 2-1.
So he wins MVP for the All-Star game.
Oh, it wasn't walk-off, so it was the top of the inning. So
right.
It wasn't walk-off. Then.
And right. So he got to choose between two Chevrolet automobiles as the MVP, and I like the way he did it.
You have your choice between the Chevy Colorado ZR2 to your left or right behind me, the Chevy Corvette Grand Sport. You pick it.
Well, that's an easy choice. I take the Corvette.
That is awesome.
Why is that such an easy choice, Robinson?
You know what? To be honest, I almost bought a car 2 years ago, but I was like, you know what? I get them later, and look at what happened tonight.
See, sometimes it's good to procrastinate.
Yeah, he almost bought the Corvette translate. 2 years ago.
I almost bought the car, then I don't want to do it, so I have to get a car now, because it makes it easy for me to get a car.
Congratulations.
There you go. Yes,
he's a big grunter.
Somebody get me Larry King on the phone, like Mrs. Zeballos. There we are.
So the audio from Shia LaBeouf's arrest in Savannah has been released.
Oh, and, this kid.
And it is nasty. He does not do anything defensible at all. We can listen to this as long as you want to, but he sounds like a total a-hole.
So sad.
I have rights. I'm an American. Come on, talk to me. You got me in my hotel, arresting me in my hotel for doing what, sir?
Let's go.
Yo, you really got these cuffs on me heavy, bro.
I'll fix it.
Let me out.
Listen, can we talk, me and you?
No, we can't talk nothing.
Listen, I'm not the one.
American,
okay.
I pay my taxes. Get these off my arms.
So we're not gonna have a conversation?
No. Okay. You gonna put these off my arms, or you be. What are you fighting for? You got a president don't give a about you, and you stuck in a police force that don't give a about you. So you wanna arrest white people who give a who ask for cigarettes? I came up to you asking for a cigarette, you dumb.
So there's that.
Oh, dear. Oh,
and
Shia.
Also, the thing is that when we got the story, I think TMZ is the one who broke it, they didn't spotlight at all the racial angle, and he does sort of bring up a racial tension issue while he's railing out.
All right,
this kid is troubled, and it is sad.
He's got issues when you consider...
he doesn't even sound like himself.
No.
Someone who's not stable to start with, and you put them into that meat grinder that is Hollywood, and it really is.
I mean,
any level of show business can exacerbate a situation like that. And you know, we can judge all day long, but the fact is, when I hear that, I just wish for
scary
someone to support him.
Help him.
Or
how is Disturbia
somebody...
2 going to come out?
Exactly. We want to know what happened to the character.
Disturbia 2. Oscar, that's very sensitive.
It is.
Very, very, very
he cares.
Sensitive.
He cares desperately, as does Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, who had their press conference yesterday, and they had nothing
so
but nice things to say about each other.
I was going to say, I hear Floyd Mayweather owes some money to the IRS, so that's why. That's why he's taking the fight. But he's talking to the. Can you imagine that? That he's
How
got that
he
much
spend
money,
all that money, and he's
and no one even in his circle. You know,
yeah.
When you're on YouTube and you're flashing those greenbacks around, but you're not.
He was throwing
IRS.
Money. I was in Las Vegas. This is 10 years. No, not 10. 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I remember being in a club on a Sunday, and someone said Mayweather's here. I said, no way. Right. And then I saw all this money from the top balcony just thrown. And I'm not talking, it wasn't ones, Mike. It wasn't ones.
See, I always thought he blew it all on his art collection. I didn't know. Here's Conor McGregor.
He's taking the fight to pay
making
the IRS
it rain.
Well,
pay the IRS. Right.
Conor McGregor started it by saying this.
He is There's no other way about it. His little legs, his little core, his little head. I'm going to knock him out inside 4 rounds. Mark my words.
To which Mayweather responded.
I don't give a f*** if it's a ring. I don't give a f*** if it's an octagon. Put me in there and I'm going to kick ass. Don't be talking
You're not, Floyd.
It's an octagon. Y'all already know I ain't
Hold
man.
On. Stop it for a second. I got to jump in here. Because I'm not succumbing. I'm not buying it. I'm not going to buy it.
Really?
Because
I'll tell
here's
you guys
the
all
thing.
About it.
What's, are you going to buy
I'm
it?
I'm buying it, Mike.
Oscar.
And I'm going to buy Oscar, I'm going to buy the HD. I'm going to spend
extra
$10.
He's not going to knock him out. McGregor's not going to knock him out. He's going to do what he did to Pacquiao, only it's going to be worse.
Mike,
he's
I'm
not going to be able to
though.
Touch him.
I'm a rube.
He's not going to be able to
touch
him. Run away from him.
My
he's
dad a... bought all the Tyson fights and they finished in one round. It was.
I know.
We just got to see it.
But oh, God. It's going to be a fortune.
I'm going to buy it in my mansion if
bucks.
You want to come over. I'm going to look at it.
I'll come over. The thing about this fight is that I, you know, the curiosity is there. The you know,
you be
the
in
the
Maine,
ultimate fighter.
Crack some beers, hang out with Teddy, make him pay for it. It'll be great.
But maybe I'll get a family pool and we can pool our resources.
Kickstarter.
But don't you think it's the greatest defensive fighter in the history of boxing is Floyd Mayweather. He wins his fights by running away from his opponent and then coming in and doing a quick little tap.
Mm-hmm.
And Conor McGregor's not even a
well,
boxer.
Well, I think that's the key, the second part of your argument, where he's not a boxer. Like, he just, you can't learn to box in three, in 3 months.
And it's boxing rules, so there's nothing McGregor can do that would
can't
normally assist him. You know, if it was UFC rules, it would be over. I think it'll be over, but I'm still curious. I'd like to read more about it. I'm a rube.
He's pinstriped to the suit that Conor McGregor wore to the press conference. The actual pinstripes said FU. Like if you zoomed in on it.
That's a great suit.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's nice. That's like a tie that you hold up upside down and it says go to hell.
Isn't that great?
Let's close with this. This comes from listener and P1 listener, Ginger Heffling. It's been said that at one point in your life, everyone wants to be a fireman, right? So even her golden retriever, Gracie, gets in on this. Fire truck goes by their house, and apparently this happens every time Gracie imitates the siren. I love it.
I love dogs that do that.
It's right from one of our listeners?
Yeah, Ginger Heffling said it.
I love this.
Meanwhile, in the Spiewak house, Linus won't go outside because he's scared of a tin bird statue that Carrie put out there. So there's got the tale of two dogs. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
What will be the song today, ladies and gentlemen? Let's see. Here we go. From Raffles 2, selling out, sending out greetings to my friend, Paul Davies, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey!
That's right. Hey, don't forget your bartenders and waitresses, everybody. Got to get them up off the table. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yes, sir. You, sir, I'm sorry. It's closing time. You don't want a bar mat shooter. That's for sure. You better clean that up. Thank you very much. Anyway, that's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to update our brand new app today at Unlike the Live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with 2 B's. We'll do it tomorrow. Mike O'Mara. MichaelMaraShow.com. That's where you send it. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. One last thing. Please remember that MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MichaelMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.